This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. With a tune from their second CD called Unravelable. That's the bluegrass fusion band from New England called Rise. Who wants to tell us about the track that we just heard?
Yeah, I will. This is Alicia, and that track was written, the instrumental was written mostly by Dave Vialli, and the vocals mostly are about people going to the other side, losing a couple of friends in the past, so...
So a tune called Eternity here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Rise has been together now, what, since about 2004, and this is your second release. Want to tell us a little bit about the origin of your group and how maybe you got inspired to pull yourselves together to start creating music?
We started about, I think it's almost 10 years ago now, and a bunch of us were affiliated with the Antioch community, and they started having a coffee house, and we sort of met there playing music and listening to each other, and we were inspired by each other's music.
Andrew, why don't you go ahead and introduce the rest of your group?
Okay, on the mandolin we have Dave Vialli.
Hello.
And guitar, Kevin Chafee.
Howdy.
On the lead vocals and harmonica, Alicia Flamia.
Hey there.
And then we have the couple of Dave Perrin on banjo and Shauna Perrin on the bass.
With two albums under the belt, their self-titled album released in 2007 and their most recent release, Unravelable, here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio, another tune from Rise.
There was a preacher back in 25. The liquor tabs had long run dry. Still fortune and flesh could test a godless man. Then came along that market crash. The dust storms turned green dash. Hard-working men found a fate thin. From the pulpit as their troubles grew, some sacramental wine might ease our pain this time. What was it that my father said? A cold thought running through my head. There's a creature in a bottle that sings worse than lead.
Returns of the Cap, featuring Kevin Chafee on the guitar and lead vocal there from Rise here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Do you have anyone that Rise that you're fashioning yourself after? Is there a band out there, or do you feel like you're the original Rise?
It's actually kind of a funny thing, because when people ask us what kind of music do we play, we really don't have an answer for it. It's kind of like New England string band, Americana. It's a good thing and a bad thing, because it's good, it's our own sound, but bad when you want to try and get people to show up to your gigs. But so we emulate plenty of bands, but we're no one particular one.
Yeah, I think a lot of us, I mean, just you can probably tell by the instrumentation, we draw a lot from American roots and bluegrass and I mean, we listen to such a wide variety. Andrew, the cellist, is coming from more of a classical origination. And, you know, we all have our own little flavors. So, yeah, we just try and, I think, bring in our each individual voice and who we listen to. And
well, back in 2008, you guys competed at Delfest. How was that, being in the band competition at the recently?
I think that was the first year that they did it, and there was probably maybe five other new bands.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a beautiful venue. That's out in Maryland, if I'm not mistaken. It's
correct.
Been a while, but some beautiful backdrop of some rock face cliffs, and there's a river there. And so I highly recommend people getting out there. But it was even more nerve-wracking because that was the first time that I actually met Kevin and that we ever played together. So it was a sort
trial
of experimentation.
By fire.
Yeah.
So this isn't the original configuration of Rise. You've had some personnel changes along the way?
Yep.
This is like the third iteration, I think, of different people in the band.
How long has this iteration been together as
Five
a unit?
Years?
Now you're all veterans.
Yeah.
And another exciting thing that you folks had an opportunity to participate in is that Carolina Chocolate Drop show. You opened for the Carolina Chocolate Drops. They're a fine group. It's a trio of folks, right, who play old-timey, kind of old-timey, traditional roots-based music.
With a new sort of new look at it, but generally everything they play is, written in 20s or, before then.
Was that the biggest stage you'd ever been on, with the exception maybe of Delfest?
I think so. That's got to be one of our high points for sure.
Definitely. So far.
One of our favorite bands.
We
feel very lucky to have opened for them.
Although, I don't know, I think you got a lot of listeners out there, Kate.
this may be it. That's true. I think the Delfest stage was bigger, but we were playing in front of like 12 people who had just woken up from the night before. So the Chocolate Drop show was, we played in front of a big crowd.
Now it's right here in Concord.
Yep.
It's a real treat to have Rise here in our studio on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and Monadnock Boat Store on Route 9 in Stoddard and Route 202 in Ringe, providing sales, service, and storage, specializing in pontoons and runabouts, monadnockboatstore.com. Over 18,000 members make programming on New Hampshire Public Radio possible, including today's day sponsors, Gene and Sonny Maccabee, to celebrate their 51st wedding anniversary. I'm Kate McNally, and this is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Our guests in the studio, New England bluegrass fusion band Rise. How about another tune from Rise as the Folk Show continues at NHPR? Thank you.
whistle and call.
Falls of Bellows, written by Alicia Flamia, here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio with Alicia on the lead. You want to tell us about that one, Alicia?
Yeah, actually, I was having a really great day when I wrote that song, looking out over the Falls of Bellows in Bellows Falls, Vermont. And for some reason, I just thought of, you know, what would a song look like if a girl jumped over those falls? And that's kind of what we came up with. So
I was just thinking about that the other day.
Yeah, you know, what would happen if you just took a leap? It was a gorgeous sunny day, so I don't know what was happening in my mind, but...
How much of your time, Alicia, do you spend writing songs? Or has Rise really been your motivation for putting those tunes together?
I used to write a lot of poetry growing up, and it just seemed to make more sense to put it to music, especially once there was a medium to do that. And we have a really collaborative way of writing songs. You know, someone will either have words or a particular type of instrumental piece, and they just sometimes magically fit together. So, you know, it's been great having this venue to sort of, you know, get the creative juices flowing. And, you know, they stop, they start, but whenever they're finished, it's always something nice that we can be proud of.
Would one of you like to talk about the transition from CD1 to, which was the self-titled CD, to Unravelable? What was different about the process for you and you know, you did the self-titled album, Rise, and then the second album. Andrew, what was that process like for you? You're a relatively young band. It's been just about 10 years that you've been together. And so what did you learn, and how does it feel now compared to the first time?
Well, for me personally, I had never really done any type of music like this, coming from a classical background. So when I came to this... up to Keene about 10 years ago, I just was trying to learn how to not read off a page, learn tunes and things like that. And I think these guys have come from a rock and folk and soul, funk and punk background. And so I think from the first album, we were sort of just getting our feet under us, and we played a lot of songs in the same key. See, and I think John Lynch, who was one of the early banjo players, was doing a really strong claw hammer style, and he had played in some hardcore mathcore bands, and so it was really driving music. And we had Bill O'Neill, who came had a rockabilly sensibility. And so it was very interesting. I think now our writing has definitely expanded a lot, and all our songs seem to be different styles now, which is just a lot of fun.
No more songs about food.
Oh yeah, we've got some vegetable songs about vegetables.
We won't be playing those today.
But you know, we're turning to train songs and
yeah,
and lots
people
of
jumping off of
morbid.
I think like when we first started, there was a conscious effort because some of us were drawn to this style of music. We were saying, I want to play that style of music, and how do I do that? And so we were trying. And I think now we just kind of do whatever comes out. There's no, you know, rhyme or reason to what we play.
I think we're a lot more comfortable with what we do as individuals, and it makes for a nice, complex mix.
Have you been promoting the album on the road, doing shows out in the New England area?
Not a ton of shows. Currently, we're all, you know, have crazy lives. I'd love to just quit my job, but I can't. we've been playing around the area recently a little bit, up at the Molehill Theater in Alstead. But our next show is actually in a month or two down in Springfield, Mass, at the Bing Theater, which is a great little spot. It's run by this guy named Brian Hale, who is really trying hard to revive this historic theater in the city of Springfield. So August 1st, we have a show there where the headliner's 8 o'clock.
In the meantime, I bet you'll be out seeing lots of music.
That is correct. It's
festival season.
Festival season.
So a great way to borrow licks and learn new tricks.
That's right.
Rise is in our studio here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. What are you going to play for us next?
Did you go All Aboard?
Yeah.
Sure.
All right, this next one is called All Aboard. It's a train song, kind of a train song on steroids, I guess.
Down to the station to get my baby back. I could hear the whistle blow as I stood upon the track. She was bailing in my arms as the train began to roll. I heard a whisper in my ears that there's something you should know. All aboard, midnight train. All aboard, midnight train. Woke up in the morning to a low down rumbling sound. Dragged myself out of bed to take a look around. The kids were on the front porch as I swung open the door. I saw a 15 boxcar steam train getting dragged across the floor. They were singing All Aboard, choo-choo train. All aboard, choo-choo train. From Birmingham, my feet were mighty sore. The porter, he reached down his hand. He said, we got room for more. All aboard, freedom train. All aboard, freedom train. Is finally falling as I reach the western shore. I join a band of angels as they play the final chords. All aboard, glory train. All aboard, glory train.
aboard from Rise. That was a tune written by Andrew Cunningham, the cellist and banjo player for Rise, here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. You gotta love a good train song.
Yeah, it's mandatory.
There's nothing like it. There's lots of ways that you can hear Rise. They have, let's see, about 23,000 views. You guys didn't all click on those views, did you, of your YouTube?
Let's not talk about that.
Okay.
I got one of those little birds that just, you know, keeps pecking at the mouse.
Our friend Alan Lasky took that video when we were recording our first album and walking around his house with a camcorder as we recorded it. And at that time, there was a featured music video on YouTube, and the editor for that picked it up and posted it, and it was our sort of big break at the time.
How can people get a hold of your CDs? Is there an access on the internet or
Facebook's probably there?
Yeah, we're on Facebook, actually on SoundCloud at Rise-7. People can download our album for free.
That's great. We should probably post this on our Facebook group. We have a Facebook group called NHPR Folk, and we can post this information there if you think that would be helpful.
That would be great.
Yeah, thanks, Kate.
And then I'm hoping that you'll be able to keep us posted if you do have some shows coming up in the New England area or our listening area. We can make sure to get the word out.
All right.
What's next for you guys? You got two albums under your belt. You've opened for the Chocolate Drops. You went to Delfest. Any big plan, a big scheme? Who's got the scheme?
We've got a bunch of new songs that we'd like to get recorded. I think we've got maybe some house parties this summer and that show in August.
Alicia's got something planned for late August. Do we need to talk about that?
Yeah.
Well, any of you have solo projects that you're working on that don't involve the rest of the Rise members?
I play in a band called the Cold Windy Nips out of Western Mass. We're trying to get our foot in the door, but mainly bluegrass stuff, a lot of our own stuff, but a lot of trying to do the more old-timey bluegrass thing as well.
So that's guitarist Kevin Chafee.
I'm in like this 60s psychedelic rock band out of Keene called the Whiteboards, and we play a lot of festivals, parties, stuff like that. So we've been gigging up, and that's been fun. It fills in the spaces between the Rise practices.
And what about the Perrins? You guys engaged in any other musical activities outside of Rise? What are the Perrins doing these days?
Oh. This is Shauna. Dave and I have another musical project called, we have a couple. One's called Buck 55. We tend to do, like, we call it cowpunk, a mixture of sort of punk rock and old country. And also another band called the Bump Road Band with our friends Ben and Rich. And we play more traditional, straight-ahead bluegrass and old-timey music. And, yeah, we have a concert coming up actually in July. A big bluegrass show at the Cathedral of the Pines. It's going to be us, Hot Mustard. Tony Watts Band, yeah.
Mark Kalianski.
Yeah, and the Moonlight Ramblers, I think. Yeah.
So. You got some heavy hitters there.
Yeah.
I hope you'll keep us posted before the show so that we could include it on our calendar.
Definitely.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you.
If you don't mind, I'll just give a quick shout. So I live actually... After I left Keene, I moved to Newburyport, Massachusetts, and so I've been heading up a bluegrass and old-time jam there, which is actually every second Sunday of each month from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Port Tavern. So that's been a lot of fun, so that's what's keeping me busy.
Thank you, Rise, for coming by the Folk Show. We sure do appreciate you stopping in to play some music for us, and look forward to hearing about new projects that you've got going on. So keep me posted, will you?
Yeah, we'll do. Thanks
so much for having us.
One last tune for us?
All right.
This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Support comes from our listeners and Seven Stages Shakespeare Company presenting The Taming of the Shrew weekends May 30th to June 15th at Players Ring in Portsmouth. More at the number 7stagesshakespeare.org. And New Hampshire Magazine and its 13th annual Best of New Hampshire Party, featuring food from more than 60 restaurants, plus music and entertainment. Details at bestofnh.com. Now more from Rise. Lonesome from Rise here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Alicia Flamia, Andrew Cunningham, Dave Perrin, Shauna Perrin, Kevin Chafee, and Dave Vialli here on NHPR. Thanks so much for stopping by. Yeah, take care of yourselves and keep us posted. We look forward to seeing you at a venue near us.
Cheers.
This is NHPR.